Blog Talk Radio.
Texas, it's rain. Oh,
pretty much the whole last couple of 3 days. It's muggy, it's warm, and we have got a great young batch of mosquitoes coming up. If any of y'all need any, just please let me know,
yeah,
and I will ship them out.
Right. I tell you what, man, it's getting ridiculous everywhere. Virgil had to take the night off because he didn't feel good. So anyway, Hurricane Ann is here with us. Hey, Hurricane, how you doing, girlfriend?
Hey, Joseph. Hey, Russell. Good to be back on, and I hope Virgil feels better. I'm right down the road from Russell, and it is soaking wet here with mosquitoes everywhere. So everyone, I've been thinking terribly.
Well, it's dry and humid up here, man. I tell you, it is sticky out. I actually had an AC blower just a while ago, and that turned off before the show. But anyway, I tell you what, there's all kinds of stuff coming down. Russell, you want to take it?
Where do you want to start, Joseph? What do you want to talk about, man?
One of the good things is Trump's going taller today, and everything. We're waiting for him to do that. What is that background noise? I think it's like loud. But anyway, he joined up over there. I joined up yesterday, and everything. So everybody's leaving Twitter to go over there to Parler, and you can find me there on the way.
They're not leaving Twitter. They're staying on Twitter, but they're also going to Parler as like a backup.
Yeah,
so
sure.
They want to basically do a just attack on the media with memes and information. Now with the election on every platform, so they definitely aren't saying leave Twitter, because right now that is the president's battleground, and so that's where the war on social media is at right now. But we've all made backup accounts on Parler, right? I couldn't figure how to put my profile picture in there, right? Mine's all sideways, my picture is.
Man, I think Twitter's a bunch of stuck-up assholes.
I'm surprised.
Nobody, and the president has gone over to Parler, and you can't get anybody to follow you on Twitter, man. They're all a bunch of assholes. I've been on Parler for 2 days and got like 50 followers, and every time I open the page, I got 4 or 5 more. And I'm loving Parler, man. I think most Twitter people are a bunch of jackasses.
I was shocked I was able to get back on Twitter. I was shocked because I was banned, permanently banned for life on there. And I was like, hey, let me see if I can get back on there. Sure enough. You know, so I was very surprised.
I have like 7,000 followers on it. So that's a lot, you know.
I have
followers like every hour.
I know I had 5K followers before I got banned, and the reason why I got banned is because I called Omar out. She didn't like what I said, so I got a permanent ban for that reason.
Yeah.
But
I'm staying. I'm staying active on Twitter and stuff like that. But
yeah,
I'm not really liking it. I think most of the established people over there, a bunch of assholes, don't give anybody a break. It's all about them and stuff.
You're just
like
not
that.
Following the right people. I'll hook you up with the right people to follow, and then you'll like it. That's all. I'll show you how to use your list, because on Twitter, I make lists, so I have a list that only I can see, and you don't have to follow the people to have them on your list. So I have like all people. It's called controlled opposition. So all the people that are controlled opposition, I keep in that one. And then I have one that says my favorite people. So then when I pull it up, that list, the only thing I see is all my favorite people. And then I have another one that's like for my checkmark people, because a lot of times I don't follow the checkmark people, because follow someone went to the checkmark people and see all their friends and come in and send you trolls and stuff. So a lot of people don't follow the checkmark people. So
that's
good.
They're protesting right now.
I'm on Parler now.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was on Parler before, but when they first developed it, the pages were sticky, it was sluggish, but now it looks like they did some good upgradings onto it and everything, so I'm going to stick on there for a while. Yeah,
General Phone Post sale parlor today.
Yeah, I know. I'm following him. He called me. Yeah, he's on there.
Our wonderful president, man. He's out there now, man. And since this kind of Thursday night roundtable thing, man, what do y'all think that? What do y'all think about Trump's speech today up there? And where was he? He was on the Great Lakes today. Was it Ohio or Michigan? Where was he at today?
I didn't really pay any close attention to it because I was gone most of the day. So whoever was watching it, fill me in.
I was reading General Flynn's Field of Fight book today, and I'm almost finished with it, by the way, and it's excellent. So I didn't watch TV.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it's a great book.
It's a good read.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I'm loving it. I haven't put it down. I've read like 140 something pages today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to take a copy of that. I think. He
just criticizes Obama the whole time, and I just love it. If I was a guy, I would say, you know, I had a Woody reading it, you know. And I'm like, I'm not a guy, but it's that good, you know.
Right.
That's what I hear the voice of guys say the whole time.
Last couple of days, Black Lives Matter, the main leader's been shooting his mouth off, saying if they don't get what we want, we're going to terrorize everybody. What's your thoughts on that, guys? I mean, to me, that's like a terrorist act.
Well,
you know?
basically what that is, it is a threat. Of course, that probably falls under freedom of speech, you know, but I'm telling you, if anybody other than Black Lives Matter said something like that, you'd have DHS all over you. And it is a direct threat against the American people, which falls right in line with what I've been trying to get everybody to listen to
right
in the last week or so about this low conflict this low-intensity conflict that we're in that is absolutely becoming more violent by the day.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's a link that just came on now on ABC. They're protesting again down there in D.C. as we speak and everything. They're trying to set up an autonomous zone over there and everything. But, you know, this is ridiculous and getting out of hand already. And now, my God, we got another bad case of COVID-19 floating all over the United States just in time for the general election. What do you think about that?
Well, before you go on to the next point, I haven't got to say anything about the Black Lives Matter.
Go ahead, Em.
People. So President Trump tweeted today, he said, Black Lives Matter leaders say if it doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. And then President Trump said, this is treason, sedition, and insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Exactly what
it is.
And it is. And there's no two ways about it, you know, but
I think he's going to file charges because he also put Law and Order, you know, so.
Yeah, he did.
Pretty Law and Order.
Well, hopefully that does happen, but and it needs to happen because our president is 100% correct on that. That is insurrection. That is treason. That is sedition.
Sedition.
And they've got an army out there operating on our soil, basically.
I said that last week.
Riot,
remember, Russell? I said that last week. There are military on our soil, these terrorists.
Yeah. Yes, but we have to be very, very careful here. And I think Ann and I, we were talking about something last night and stuff, and Ann made a very good point. You know, these people are out there playing checkers, and he's playing 3D chess. And I think he's way too smart to take the bait of putting American troops on our soil. I think he's way too smart to make that move. I think he's going to leave these governors and mayors hanging out there because the people are getting tired of it. Look at what's going on in Seattle with Chopper Chaz or whatever. The people of Seattle have had enough, and that mayor and that governor have signed their political death warrants on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that. I think our president's
mm-hmm.
playing it just as well as he can. But what
mm-hmm.
I'm really interesting and what I would personally like to see happen is my $64 question of the night. Is President Trump going to bring General Flynn back into the administration?
I think so. I have a feeling he is. From what the hints and what I'm seeing on Twitter and other news feeds, it's a definite.
What do you think, Ed?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think I am too. Because, you know, Ed, I tell you what, you absolutely, as I said, Tuesday night, the charges, that appeals court telling that judge to drop the charges was an absolute throat punch to the deep state. Because as we talked about in the past, and as Ann and I talked about last night, he knows where all the bodies are.
Actually had no intention of really doing a show, and about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, I got to cover this Flynn, but I really didn't know a whole lot about it. I didn't think. So I pulled together a show for Wolfpack Radio just real quick. Obviously, you saw it, didn't even have time to advertise. And Russell helped me out with it, and it turned out to be a really good show. I played a lot of clips on it, but it was very informative. And and Russell also, I sent it to Lee. Do you remember that guy that I met that was training with you the first time we met when you gave me the embrace the suck patch? Lee, Yes, I love him, and I still train with him all the time. He actually was part of Rebel Company. And so I sent him the radio show, and he was like, oh, I love it, I love it. And I'm like, you know who that is, right? That's Russell from Flynn. He's like, oh, what? And he got all excited, you know. So he was like, this is an awesome show. I'm going to send this to everyone. But, you know, there are a lot of things that we think that everybody knows, they don't know. Like, he's out in the middle of the country, in the middle of nowhere, in Caldwell, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so he never even heard QAnon. So a lot of information, if it's not, you know, just right there, they don't get it. So stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
they just eat it up like a sponge, you know. So you just think that everybody in our little circle knows all that stuff, but they don't. So he was really amped to find out all of this is coming to light about the sedition of President Trump President Obama, and how President Trump is literally, because of General Flynn being cleared now, is able to go after Obama. This is huge news. So, I mean,
Well, you know what strikes me as odd is that Ellen canceled her show, Oprah canceled her show, Kimmel canceled his show. What's going on with that? What do you think's going on?
Well, I'm not real sure about Oprah, because I'll tell you, I'm sure that it's not going to be Hillary and Big Mike. It's probably going to be Big Mike and Oprah. And if Oprah canceled her shows to the end of the year, now I did see what looked like an angle monitor in one of her videos, though, but...
Mm-hmm.
I've always said from the beginning that Oprah was our biggest threat. And if they could pull her up in there to save the Democratic Party, oh, my God, these people would go freaking nuts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was
all
about that. All the rest is far-left, radical agenda. She would have just hoodwink all of them because she's a witch, you know? So we better pray to God that was a leg monitor on her leg. And hopefully President Trump knows that she would be a severe threat. More than Bernie, more than Biden, more than Big Mike. Oprah is a serious threat that people don't listen to. They're going to be screwed up bad, you know, and everything will be for nothing. So I pray to God that was the leg monitor, but with her John God thing and her Weinstein and her white people have to die before racism ends, hopefully that was enough to bury her, but we'll see. You know, we need to be pulling out some big guns on Oprah right now, memeing her.
Yeah,
right.
I think so, man, because, I knew she was a threat as far as being a pundit, a talking head for Biden and Democrats, but I never really thought about her being pulled in, and what you just said there was, if she was named Biden VP or something, that would be really scary because she carries a lot of clout.
She's part of the biggest, you know, of the deep state and everything that's going on, all the way up to Epstein. There's no doubt in that. You know.
Let me ask two of y'all questions, man, and throw y'all thoughts in on it and stuff like that. Okay. We know we have sedition. We know we've had treason. We have insurrection going on in the streets right now. It's not slowing down any. They're keeping it going. It's becoming more violent by the day. As I've said 100 times, this is the last gasp, full frontal assault of the deep state and the elite. All right, they've been outed. They're not even trying to hide it anymore, and they're throwing everything they have at our president and us, the American people. Okay, now I truly, truly, truly want to believe that these arrests are coming. And I'm starting to believe they are because of the back channel chatter and some of the stuff Barr has said lately about the Durham report, investigation and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, when they round these people up, if that day does come, what do y'all think that's going to trigger on the streets of America, and is the average American citizen ready for what's coming? And
that's all we have to do, mean warfare. That's why we're trying to red pill everybody, you know, to, I guess, minimize the damage. We're going to have collateral loss in any war. This is as real a war as you're ever going to have. So there's always going to be collateral loss, but we want to minimize the loss. And so the art of war, basically, in order to really succeed in war, is to completely demolish your enemy with zero casualties, right? Zero collateral loss. And if you can win your war doing that, then that's, you've achieved the max.
Okay. That is
but
true.
We can't do that. We're not going to be able to do that. But one more thing. I thought about that today. I actually thought about this today, and I thought, how big are Trump's balls? This whole time I've been thinking, Trump is going to wait and play it safe, like I probably would. I would play it safe until after I was elected and didn't go after Obama. But today I was thinking, how big are his balls? He is going after Obama before the election because he's sitting there saying on the 700 Club, treason, treason, treason. General Flynn, he's like, he should have never went through this. Obama was spying. Never has this been done before. They would be in prison. He is open. He is putting mugshots of Obama saying sedition and treason, and Biden, sedition, treason. He's going after him now. He don't give a damn. And
go ahead, Russell.
Oh, what I was going to say is, I think Ann is 100% right, but I think the play has been forced forward, right? Because they're not getting over this corona thing, and God help us all, the American people are continuing to fall for this hoax in unbelievable ways. I mean, to me, it's just absolutely shocking.
I know, but I mean, it's like this time, so many people have corona. People really have corona. I know that's why they're freaking out. Last time, we're like, I don't got Rona. You got Rona? I don't know. No one was Rona. No, I don't know anybody with Rona. But this time, I got my niece, my nephew with Rona. I've got my cousin tested positive for Rona. My two elderly aunts are in quarantine because of Rona. The Rev's wife in the Alzheimer units had Rona in Round Rock, Texas. So in Bell County, and that's up by Houston, my cousin Bruce and my aunts are up there by in Conroe, right there by you. And then Robin's in Round Rock, and then my niece and nephew here in Bell County, and then my daughter has two people at her job that tested positive for corona. So it actually is in Texas, we're getting it a lot. So that's why they're backsliding, because they really set off another batch of it, obviously. But the thing is all you're getting is like a cold, a runny nose, and the inconvenience of the quarantine. It's like a vacation, you know. Now, one person I talked to said they had a couple of online said they had a trouble breathing for a couple of days. But my relatives say they just had like a snotty nose, a headache. And maybe like for one day felt like they had the cold, you know, like I, right now I'm on therapy, you know, I probably got it. I probably got the Rona. And it, but it's, you know, I don't want to give it to my mom or somebody like that because she just got a hospital,
right.
You know, so definitely want to, I don't mind wearing a mask around to protect my mom, but like y'all said before,
right.
That they just passed in our county yesterday that we have to wear masks in all businesses and it comes in effect like Sunday night after midnight. And are they fined $1,000 a person or something if they don't comply?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that's happening here, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think
well,
they said
know,
we have 800 cases in our county.
I to be honest with you, I had the virus way back around about February, so I don't think I can get it again. You know,
I think I had it, but I don't know for sure. You know,
right? Right.
Yeah. But. I kind of got off on that on the corona part of it there because what I was trying to point out is how easily the people are led, and you know the Democrats are going to cheat on this election. They've got everything. I mean, they're definitely trying to keep the nooses off them around their necks on this one, but. When Trump picks these people up, and I think he's going to do it before the election out of need to, because I don't think that we can afford to give them a chance to steal this election. And I think I think they can do it. I really do. Am I wrong in thinking that? Do y'all think the same way?
Oh, no.
They obviously feel like they're the threat with the Melton ballots, but if you notice that big, bad Bill Barr pointed out that he thinks that the Mellon vote is a way to completely tear down our constitutional way of voting and that it opens up the huge gate for cheating and fraud. And so he's already brought this to attention on national TV. So I think he has a plan, you know. He's talking about a foreign company printing a mass amount of mail-in ballots and flooding them in and corrupting. So obviously they have intel that China is or one of the Islamic states are doing this, you know, obviously.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is why I'm saying now, this is the perfect time for all this COVID to come back. They can shut all these states back down and get the mail-in ballots in. But my thinking on this, if that's the case, call off the election until the coronavirus passes. And
maybe that's going to be that's the 10 days of darkness. Maybe that's when President Trump's going to round them up and suspend the.
Mm-hmm.
He may have to suspend the election because if he does these indictments and rounds up, which I never thought he would do before election, I never thought he would. This is just entering my mind today. Like, he might actually really do this with Brent Flynn out, right? But if he does, that means that there's not going to hardly be any politicians. Now, if he does that, does he really want to rock the boat and take a chance on us losing our Senate when we still have two more years in Senate? Because Senate's 4 years and the House is only two. And we've got the Senate. So why would you want to round up a bunch of Senate members? You know what I'm saying?
Mainly because most of them are tied in with the deep state, like we've been saying.
I know,
I mean,
but you don't want to lose your majority in the Senate. You don't want to lose your majority either. But I don't get Trump if he's going to round him up. I mean, he may have to suspend all of the everything if we don't have enough members in Senate and the House because they get arrested and we have to do special elections, you know?
Well, the way I see it is clean the House, start all over again, you know? What a better way to start off. Get rid of these damn progressives. Arrest every fucking one of them. Excuse my language. These progressives are starting to piss me off. I've warned them and I've warned everybody about these progressives, but here we are. You know, they're dangerous.
Yeah. Well, and Hurricane made a very, very good point there and stuff like that. I mean, when these arrests do come down, and I sincerely hope they do, and I'm beginning to have a little faith that they will, but I'm not 100% sure because I don't think anybody's truly took the time to look at the mess that this reset is going to cause. It's going to be a very ugly thing. There's going to be, has to be special election. And even with that, unless these arrests take down these deep state players, because your deep state, they're, you know, now there's politicians attached to deep state, yes, but politicians aren't the deep state. Your deep state are all these unelected bureaucrats that have been there forever that think they run the country and know what's best for the country, and that's where the problem lies. So, you know, you're talking about completely rebuild the U.S. government as far as personnel and stuff like that. That's going to be an ugly mess. It's going to turn in. I have absolutely no doubt it will turn into armed conflict on the streets because these people are absolutely going to lose their minds. And the collateral damage is going to be horrendous. You've got to figure that it's going to rock everything, the financial market, everything's going to just absolutely crash. Our supply chains are going to be in disheaval for a while, and you're probably going to have 90 to 180 days there before things even can think about starting to get back to normal. And then you've got to think about the deep state. These characters are going to be calling for the UN to come in. And
They already are. They already are.
They're calling for it to come in, but that's Black Lives and these other idiots and stuff. The UN's not that stupid.
You never know. Never know, brother.
It's a necessary mess. Don't get me wrong. This is what's going to happen, and this is what has to happen. But, you're talking about mass chaos for probably 90 days minimum. Do y'all have any thoughts on that? You don't think it'll be that bad?
My thoughts is y'all might want to stock up on toilet paper before these trees get to it. Because you're 100% right on that.
Let's look at it tactically, okay? Let's just pull back for a minute. All right. So, yes, if he arrests the deep state or Obama, these big players, swamp creatures, which he says he's going to, he's announced it, that he's going to be making the big arrest, then we know there's going to be chaos, havoc, rioting, the same playbook they're playing now, but they're playing this out. So let's look at the tactics on it. Okay, so he says he's going to do that. So what has he got set up right now? He's got the people trying to throw out the police, and now people seeing what it's like without the police. So between even in 30, 60, 90 days, you're going to see people wanting police back more, right? And you already saw the police come back into Seattle into their station today, right? So he's twisted it around now where they've seen what it's like without police so that there will be a stronger police present. Now that they've already attacked the police, you know the old saying, screw me once, shame on me, screw me twice, shame on you, right? Police are going to do this second round when they start coming at them after this has already happened. So 60 days from now, these cops are going to be battle scarred. A lot of them quit, you know, having to defend themselves. They're probably a little bit bitter. And a second round comes around, and President Trump's had their back, and these people come back at the cops. I think they're going to be stronger than ever. Okay, now we have National Guard, who Trump also has strategically set up all around, right, and are ready to roll out at any time. So the National Guard is getting kicked out of hotels, having tampons in their Starbucks, glassing their food, you know. So they're bitter and kind of standing up. So how do you think they're going to feel about a second round coming at them? They might be a little bit more aggressive, which I like the aggressiveness. I know Russell likes the aggressiveness. We like that.
You mean they might put their donuts down and pick up their weapons?
the statutes and the fines could be retroactive, I understand, especially the ones that were done on federal land. So you may be seeing in the next 30, 60 days a lot of these people arrested, because make no mistakes, every one of those punks in D.C. for sure have facial recognitions with or without a mask. They've got some awesome equipment that we're not even probably aware of, you know what I mean? And so they know who a lot of these punks are, plus social media and intelligence, you know. Now you've got Black Lives people coming out saying we're trained Marxist, and they're also coming out saying our whole agenda is to get rid of Trump. He needs to step down now, or he needs to go. All right. So now so many black people are waking up to the fact that Black Lives Matter is like, oh, so it's not really about Black Lives. Now you've also got the people saying everybody has to wear a mask except for black people. Well, that's a hot topic too, you know? So I don't know. That causes a lot of hostility, and oftentimes it'll make people who aren't even racist be racist because they get bitter, you know, at being treated like that. So I think if he arrests them, he's got everything strategically set up. He's a lot better set up right now. Plus, he has that act that he passed at the first of Corona. What's it called? That he hasn't used yet. What's the name of it that he could have been using? You said it last night on the show. Yes, Insurrection Act. So he hasn't used the Insurrection Act either, right?
Right.
Now, but don't forget about the Presidential Alert System. Remember when Trump did that? Presidential Alert System. So we've always felt like there's going to be some kind of blackout with the media or something going on where he's going to – maybe a martial law where he's going to be using that. Because he didn't just do that for no reason. You know what I mean? So that phone thing has to be something. And I think – if he arrests Barack Obama, that would be the perfect time to utilize that. Would make a lot of sense because you got everything set up, you have all your assets set up on the ground, and what they've done is fired up your assets, so our assets are fired up for a second round, and so we're strategically set up with our military and with our National Guard. We've also got it set up with our indictments already in line, and we got the presidential security alert. I think it might could go down, and that we might be able to not get the full wrath of what we would have got with him just going and arresting Barack Obama pre-riots, pre-Black Lives Matter, you know? So actually all this stuff might be in a big benefit strategically and tactically for a president to arrest him now, like in 30 or 60 days. I mean, do you see my logic on that, Russell?
Yep. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, it does. And remember, when this chaos does break out, the National Guard and that kind of stuff, even if we designated our whole military to it, the rural people, where I'm going to be and stuff like that, we're going to be pretty much on our own, okay? And I think my thoughts are on it is that we're going to have some access to that, to the supply chain and stuff like that, these smaller towns, rural areas and stuff like that. But it's going to be the major cities where you're going to have the stores empty, people starving, desperate people and stuff like that. It's going to be... It's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be very, very ugly.
I think it's gonna be as bigger the major cities like New York, LA.
But it may not. It may not be, because a lot of these people that you're seeing are getting paid, and the reason that they're protesting, the reason they have the paid agitators in there, is because people like Soros and Barack Obama are funding them. If he takes these players out, they don't have a paycheck. What do they have in it except for 10 years of prison? What are they going to get if they're not – this is not an organic business. They are paid. And nobody wants to work at a job if they're not getting paid. So if it removes those people, you may be removing a lot of the problem in the players for the anarchy because they're not going to be getting a paycheck.
My question is, how come like Russell calls them the three letters, how come they don't go after these ones that are advertising these on a Craigslist? Go after these organizations.
They may be. We just don't know.
Find them, you know.
Well, you know, whatever happens, whatever happens, however it plays out, we're just going to have to be Americans. We're going to have to be we're going to have to go back to being Americans. And that requires rugged individuality, self-reliance, and helping our neighbors and stuff like that. But however this plays out, and I sincerely hope I'm wrong.
Russell, you've called I
sincerely hope I'm wrong with the way I'm thinking this is going to play out. This is something we've got to get to. This is something we as patriots and Americans have been absolutely begging for years. And if you thought fixing this was going to be, if you thought fixing this was going to be painless, if you thought President Trump could go in there and do it by himself, well, I'm sorry, you've been sadly mistaken. And we're going to have to stand together. We're going to have to get through this. And above anything else, we have to look after, pray for, and protect our president, man, because he is the only hope. Whether we like it or not, we're the generation that this is falling into our laps, and history is going to either remember us as the generation that saved our country or the generation that failed our country. There ain't no in-between. There ain't no fence sitting. It's going to be one way or the other. So we just need to suck it up, buttercup, do what we have to do, and get ready to ride the storm out with our president.
Yep, because I'll tell you what, right around before November, it's going to get ugly. I mean, it's going to get so ugly. And, you know, I have no words to describe it because it's just going to be very ugly before November 3rd comes. And everything, you know. And, you know, to me, I question, you know, the deep state going after Barr now and everything. It's, you know, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, we know that they're going after him, bringing him in for questioning, this and that, and all because they let Flynn out and everything. So they're in an uproar, and they're already attacking Barr on him. What's your thoughts?
I'm sorry.
What, run that by me again, Joseph?
I'm sorry.
I said, you know, that the deep state, the Democrats, they're going after Barr already in the House, wanting him to come in to testify, attacking him, wanting to impeach him and stuff. They're looking for anything right now to impeach him and impeach the president. What's your thoughts on that part? You think this is part of their plan as well, or?
I've got a thought on it. He's a stealth bomber. He's always referred to him, Bill Barr, as the stealth bomber. He's not going to budge. He's going to prosecute these people. He ain't scared. He's scared.
You know, I'm starting to believe that stuff, too. And as far as these idiots in the House and stuff like that, they can sit there and throw their temper tantrums and try to berate him and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, the mainstream media is going to run with it. But Barr is untouchable. They can't touch him. And Democrats know they can't touch him. One thing this guy does do is he plays by the rules. So, you know, they can him all shout, stall, pee on themselves, you know, call him a racist, whatever the hell, but it's just going to roll off. He's like a duck in the rain. It's just going to all roll off his back.
Right, right. Well, guys, we got just a few minutes left, so we got about 15 minutes left. You guys want to continue, or you want a little bit more, or?
Well, I could discuss the fact that Trump put in his 200th judge today.
Right. That was,
yeah.
I know. That was, I didn't think he was going to, I thought he was going to wait till after the election, but I'm glad he did it before, you know.
Well, he's been stacking them up. I hopefully would replace some of those Supreme Court justices before the election. But, I mean, I'm confident that we'll win, but they always say, she always thought they thought she would never lose, so I don't want to jinx it, you know. But I am jinxing it because I know we're going to win. But I wonder on these big swamp creatures, too, when he takes them out, who do you think it's going to be, you know? You think it's going to be Obama? It's going to be
Well, Derek Gibson said something when he was on the show last, and that had me thinking, because he said he knows who it's going to be, but he can't say anything. But he said it's going to shock the entire world.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I would love it if it was this George Floyd.
would
be freaking awesome. That would be my first pick. I would be like, George Floyd.
I'm not sure how they're going to do this, man. There's no way that Clinton can't go down. You know, Comey's got to go. Strzok. I don't know how dirty Ray is, but Mueller, he's guilty as hell. I mean, he was the director of the FBI during the whole Uranium One thing, and he signed off on it when they had a confidential informant crying, "Hey, there's all kinds of bribery and stuff going on." They put that guy under gag order. He's not been able to talk to anybody. And all this stuff, everything, all this stuff, Benghazi, the Russia hoax, Uranium One, Fast and Furious, Solyndra, Benghazi, all that stuff goes directly to the State Department and the White House, Clinton and Obama. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any way that those two can escape being charged. I really do not. There's absolutely no justice.
Right, and I see Holder possibly and Lynch going down, too. Now, I remember when me and Ann, when we were doing Uranium One after Roy Jenicum, you know, and if you remember, Obama signed an executive order to have Lloyd murdered, because he passed that order to Lori Lynch. Laura Lynch gave that order to Kate Brown. That order, you remember that?
An executive order? No, I do not remember an executive order.
Yeah,
none for that.
Yeah, it was an executive order. But before this, when all this went down to Oregon, he passed out another executive order up in Arizona when they had the Arizona standoff. And in this executive order, he put in.
You don't sign an executive order saying murder somebody.
Or.
But he might have put out an order, but it wasn't exactly.
It was some type of order. But anyhow, he gave BLM extreme power to burn out all the ranches and everything, you know, and stuff, and the same thing up in Oregon. So, you know, but this all led up to Uranium One up in Arizona and up in Oregon. That's all for the gold. See, everybody forgets that. That's what it was really about. It was about the gold money, right? They sold to China. That's what Lavoie was trying to sell too, as well, if you remember. And they all got pushed into that. You know, in the standoff during Oregon, they got pushed back into that and everything. But it's all adding up. I mean, everything is right back to the, you know, connect the dots and everything, and it's right there. You know.
One thing about it, it's time to get the popcorn because it's going to be a hell of a show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a hell of a show. It's going to be
I've been saying it, and Russell can back me up on it. I've been saying this way before, even before the corona. I said, watch, before the general election, come up. You're going to see all kinds of shit come down, and there's not going to be an election. I still don't see an election. Maybe a little bit, but I still don't see an election.
I don't see him putting this all away because of mail-in voting fraud. I can't see that.
But I don't, you know, I really don't know what's going to happen with the election. But from what Trump said, that deal he tweeted, and the way that our president's been talking and stuff, I truly believe that between July and September, that the hammer's going to fall.
Right, right. Well, he said we were going to have a reason to celebrate 4th of July, so who knows? That's just right around the corner, you know. So who knows?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I wonder if they're going to try to stop us from celebrating the 4th of July. I wonder if they're going to have another Nazi police force
they
out
are.
There having that ticket. I wonder
they
how many
are,
cops
brother,
are going to get shot trying to do that.
They are, brother, because up here in New Mexico, they just canceled the event. And then the council, you know, we always have our Blue Fest fiesta every year. It brings in millions and billions of dollars from all over. Well, that got canceled out. And everything, but they did cancel the 4th of July event out and stuff, which still do fireworks, but we can't use the big fireworks, you know. So, just throwing it out there.
What they're going to do here in Texas yet, like I said, they've gone completely stupid here in Fort Bend County. You're not, and sad part of it is most of the stores are complying, but you're not even supposed to be able to walk into a store without a mask right now.
It's not mandatory here. I mean, they require that you do, but none of the stores are making you wear. Some are, some aren't.
Yeah. Didn't you say, Hurricane, that they're forcing all to wear masks anytime you go in a store? What county are you in?
Bell County, and they passed it yesterday for our county, saying it goes into effect Sunday night at midnight, where if you go into any business, you have to wear a mask, or the business people are fined $1,000. But like I said, I guess, I don't know. I'm assuming the reason they did this is because we are up to 800 cases of COVID. We got a lot of it in Bell County.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd heard, I'd
well,
have
you know what,
to myself,
funny,
but I'd heard 800.
You know what strikes me funny on that, guys, is that Black people are exempt and people of color, but the white people have to wear masks. I mean,
that's so racist.
Come on.
That is so racist. It's just a hypocrisy in America. Just like the same thing that we said before, like Black entertainment, television. You would never be able to have that for white people. It's a double standard.
Right.
It's so not it's racist.
Well, they exempt the Blacks from COVID-19, saying it's not going to affect them. But to me,
well, you know, he saw
my tweet. I said, you know what? Maybe this is the way they want to exterminate all the Blacks.
Yeah, but y'all got to think. You know, everybody's all up in the air about that. About the white thing and stuff like that. But y'all got to think about it. This has been going on for a while now. You know, let me ask you, what would happen if we had a white caucus in the Congress? What happens if we had white Chamber of Commerce or a whites only school or a white entertainment network, you know? People would lose their minds, right? But you have Black Chamber of Commerce, Black Caucus, Latino Chamber of Commerce. It's just crazy. But this has been going on for a while, and whether people want to believe it or not, in this socialist revolution that's going on now, and that's all you can really call it. We white Americans are the new Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Oh no,
yeah.
you're 100% right. You know, that's why they want to wipe all the white people off this year, because we're white Jews.
I mean, isn't that exactly what the Nazis did? When did it start? 1935 or whatever? You single out a group and you blame them for everything. So now only white people have to wear a mask. Can anybody say Star David? What's the difference?
Well, here's the thing I wonder, guys. I'm not totally white, so would that mean that I'm exempt since I have brown skin?
You're a minority, Joseph. Oh, wait, you're a Trump supporter, so that makes you white. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, it makes me a racist.
You're Mexican. Mexican.
I'm a Mexican butt mix. But
You have white privilege because you're a Trump supporter. And I was listening to an Antifa person. They explained that white people are the only people that can be systematic.
I'm still waiting on my white privilege.
Right. Well, you're going to say that only white people can be systemically racist.
That's what the Antifa said. She was arguing with a black guy saying he could a black cop saying he couldn't be racist because he was black. She was white.
Oh my god!
Screaming at the cops for Black Lives Matter. It was crazy. It's a video going around on Twitter, and I've watched it about 3 times already. Systemically.
Racist because you only have white people.
I'm like, what does that even how does that even make sense in context, you know? It's like people are idiots.
Send all these liberals and Antifas and all them up to the FEMA camps and give them re education.
Right. So one more thing before we get off, there's a meme going around social media saying that if you wear your mask, that your concealed handgun license is invalid. So I asked C.J. Grisham and Kim Martin. C.J. Grisham is the founder of Open Carry Texas. Kim Martin owns a fantastic range. That's where we always rent the machine guns from. And she is also an NRA instructor and teaches concealed handgun classes. So they both said, no, that is not true.
Mm-hmm. I just thought
I would let y'all know that.
No, that's not true at all. Okay. I was wondering about that. Then I thought, well, what about the other side? Because they carry guns and wear masks. You know?
That's just something fake they're spreading around, and I don't want to, you know, have people believing that that's not true. You know, that they can't carry their gun because they have a mask. That's just not true, you know?
Right.
If you have your concealed handgun license in Texas, you can still carry regardless of your mask. From what I've been told by the founder of Open Carry Texas, NRA instructor that teaches concealed handgun classes. So if I get any thing different, I'll let y'all know. But those are two pretty good sources, you know?
Right. Well, that's good to know. But anyway, okay, guys, let's getting to that time and everything. And I tell you what, did I tell you I wrestled with a hornet the other night? And, man, I tell you what, these little suckers hurt, man. I think it got into my AC and it decided it was going to attack me while I crawled in bed and everything. And oh my God, man, I tell you what, that was an experience. But anyway, that was like, well, the Hornet won and me zero. So, but I tell you what, it was painful. It hit me right on the hand, but got me on the shoulder and it got me on the hand when I grabbed it. So, But anyway, we'll just go ahead and close the show, and I hope Virgil starts feeling better. I know he said today was his last day of his stay up there in Texas. He said he can't wait to get out.
he's down there in Alvin. Can I take 2 ass whippings instead of being here in Texas? His stay wasn't pleasant.
He should be thankful he's not in Louisiana right now because they're having that big dust storm up there right now from what I saw in the news a while ago, which is coming our way. So, but anyway, well,
every day we can handle it.
I live in the desert, so I handle dust storms all the time up here, so I'm used to it. But
hey, look on the bright side. At least you have face masks.
Right. All right, everybody.
I was trying to
get off
the show. Right.
Hey, common sense. But anyway,
thanks for having me on.
Becky Ann, we love you, and we'll see you hopefully back Monday and everything. So we'll see what happens over the weekend if we're all still alive by then. Well, you know.
And, and thank you for joining us tonight, man. Always happy to chat with you. America, the one thing you do need to stock up on for the next 60 to 90 days is popcorn. Make sure you have plenty of popcorn and your favorite beverage because, buckle up, I think this is going to turn into a roller coaster ride.
Yep. Stock up on toilet paper, guys.
Before y'all turn off, I didn't get a chance to plug my station, so if you want to listen to my podcast, it's on iTunes and Blog Talk, but it's blogtalkradio.com/4WeGo1WeGoAll, which is WWG1WGA. And or you can find all of my links on my webpage, which is HurricaneAnn.com, which is H-E-R, like a girl, her, A, Kane, and then Ann with the E.com. Or you can find it on Wolfpack Radio, which is spelled P-A-Q, Wolfpack Radio on YouTube. And I have some really good videos on there. And some of with Joseph, and I don't know if I have Russell on it yet, but I know Joseph's on a couple of the Obama clone video. He's on that one. So anyways, those are my stations. And also, don't forget that if you want to donate to anybody, that General Flynn has a PayPal if you want to check that out as well. So I wanted to be sure and plug that out.
All right.
And one more thing. QMAP.pub is the link if you want to go check out the Q-Drops. QMAP.pub. Y'all might want to follow it because this is really getting interesting.
Not pub or pub?
Pub. It's QMAP.pub, P-U-B.
Okay,
and that's where you get all the Q-Drops. Yeah. And there's
all
a search engine
right.
there. So, like, if you just want Flynn, you just put Flynn in and search, and it'll pull up all the Q-Drops that talk about Flynn, you know, or a particular date or whatever, you know.
Mm. Okay.
So you don't have to
but
go
other
to
than that, 4500. You get there, it's just that day's drops or whatever?
No, it's all the drops, but it's in chronological order. You could put sort and make it go backwards, which one to current, or when you pull it up, it'll usually have the most current ones going down. But there's also a place up there where you hit Sealed Diamonds, and it shows all the Sealed Diamonds, like where they're at in the different states. And there's another one that tells the players who all is involved. It shows all the pedophilia arrests that have been going on since President Trump got arrested. It has the number of people saved, the number of people arrested, and the links to show you exactly, you know, what they're talking about for each one. There's thousands of those that nobody's talking about that. That's huge. And they also have, like, all the different themes where you can hit it, and also Q proofs, where, like, there's a zero delta between the Trump the Q post. And that's always really fun to look at. But it's got a bunch of different, you know, different tabs in there that have fascinating information. And it also has the executive orders. So you can go in there and get all the current executive orders. And so it's a lot more than just the post. But, like, last night for our show, I just typed in Flynn, and I printed out 41 pages of Q posts talking about General Flynn, you know. So you can really target it down to, like, Iraq, Iran, you know, Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, or, you know, what's going on with these booms or whatever, you know, or like that date. We flipped it and mirrored it. Right. About a really badass Q post. That's like, you know, on Facebook with the Archangel sword.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That, I love that. That was awesome.
So, yeah, that's a really great resource, that site.
Yeah, I have to look into that, check it out. But, all right, guys, we get just that time and everything, so we'll come back on Monday. Hopefully we all survive this, whatever it is. But anyhow, today's the dust storm, it's the corona, today's the corona, it's the statue burgers. But anyway, hopefully hopefully everybody stays safe out there and everything. We'll come back. And you can find me on Twitter, too, at William Bernard 0 on Twitter. And you can find me on Parler at William Bernard 05 and everything. So follow us on there. And good night, everybody. Be safe.
Night. Hurricane out. Night.